President Trump's controversial new idea to help with housing affordability, a 50-year mortgage. It comes on the heels of a report from the National Association of Realtors saying the age of the typical new home buyer is now at an all-time high of 40 years old. Brian Chung is here now. And Brian, walk our viewers through how a 50-year mortgage would work.
Yeah, Tom, mortgage brokers are telling me this might help a few buyers here and there. There is no question, however, that home affordability is worse now than it used to be. The median home is now over $120,000 more than it was 10 years ago, with a 30-year mortgage rate at 6.3%, more than 2 points higher. Now, the idea here is stretching the debt of that home over 50 years instead of 30 years. So in other words, smaller monthly payments over a longer period of time. But there are some hurdles to this. The law may not allow the government to guarantee these type of mortgages. Some within the GOP don't like this, and experts say it overlooks the lack of housing supply as kind of the main affordability problem here.
Okay, but if this does become an option, walk us through the math. How crunch the numbers for us.
Yeah, if you'll forgive me for doing a little bit of math on the nightly news here. But again, what we're talking about here is at 6.3% on a $410,000 home at 30 years, that would be $2,288 per month. That would be $200 more than you would get on a 50-year mortgage at $2,029 per month. Now, if you talk about what's going to happen with regards to the overall length of the overall mortgage, well, at a 50-year mortgage, you could be paying almost $400,000 more over that period of time, because again, at a 30-year mortgage, you're paying that over a shorter period of time. That is a huge difference, Tom.